Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
Boy can survive. Country folks can We survived, but we're here. Hey, Russell. Hey, Russell. How you doing, guys?
Oh, doing all right, man. Hanging in there. Enjoying this Texas steam bath.
All right. Same thing over here, man. It's so humid right now. I'm sweating. And I got the air conditioner on. How you doing, Virgil?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're up here just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Got to get a little rest and then go the rest of the way tomorrow. Going to Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Going to Savage Rail Yard.
Anyway, I tell you what, me and Virgil heard some interesting stuff. We were talking earlier that gas went up over here. It's $4.89 a gallon now and everything and stuff. But me and Virgil, we were talking about gas prices in California. Virgil, why don't you talk about that before we get on
the topic? We got an email today that all loads are canceled going to California until further notice due to almost $10 a gallon fuel prices.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain this. Go ahead, Russell.
I don't doubt that, man. Diesel is over. It's like $5.50 a gallon here in the Houston area. And gasoline is, you can still find it here and there for $4.16. But hell, man, it's rushing towards $4.50 a gallon.
Yeah.
Oh yes, here in Tennessee at the Pilot, I'm looking at it. It's $4.08 for unleaded, $5.25 credit, $5.19.9 cash for diesel.
Damn.
Yep. Oh, I was shocked this morning. I was like, because yesterday it was $4.09 and then it was up to $4.89. I was like, what the fuck? You know, because I was telling
you
what. Go ahead,
what people don't understand, Joseph, is this. I'm going to explain it to you one more time. Your fuel surcharge is a percentage of the line haul rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now the fuel surcharge is probably going to go up. It's 51% now. It's probably going to be 53%. But just to average it out simple, if your line haul rate is $1,000 and your fuel surcharge is 50%, it's 50% of that $1,000 for every $1,000. So that's $500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order to haul to California, we would have to set a rate of somewhere in the area between $13,000 to $15,000 on the line haul in order to pay from the fuel from Louisiana to California.
Wow. Well, I was telling Trish that she said California's going to be fucked, aren't they? I was like, yup, pretty much.
Well, you know, and this, by the way, Virgil, I got to give you credit. When you first said we'd see $5 a gallon gasoline, I kind of scoffed at it. You were absolutely right, brother. We are there. And, I think a lot of people don't see the big picture. I mean, so why? Why is it so to put a freeze on all this oil production, canceling leases, acres open, you try getting a permit to drill from these fuckers.
Thing, Russell.
Down to the same big picture. What happens when fuel gets so expensive the truckers can't afford to roll? What did Virgil just say? All loads to California have been canceled until further notice. All right? Well, guess what? Those truckers in California, their shit California ain't getting. And California's going to be shithole test for the U.S. under this administration. I mean, people are fleeing California by the droves. And unfortunately, yep. they're coming to fucking Texas.
Yeah, and they're bringing their liberal bullshit too. With them.
Yep.
They're bringing their liberal bullshit with them.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly, brother. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I see the show getting more scarce every day, and I don't know if the average American just doesn't notice that. Is their observational skills are so lacking that they don't notice that sort of thing? Or I just don't get it. I don't understand why the American people aren't enraged right now. Anybody?
Well, because they're all praying, they're all depending on the almighty midterm elections. And they're going to mm-hmm. overturn all of this. They're going to impeach Biden, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. But in reality, they can wish in one hand and shit in the other, see which one they walk out of the voting place with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, you even know when you got the, well, let's take something that happened today. Let's just use that for an example. Sussman gets found, gets acquitted. I don't know if that's the same as being found not guilty, but he ends up getting acquitted of those charges. And people are in shock and crying, and I'm going, people, I've been telling you forever and ever, they will not convict each other. And the only reason you got indictment was that Durham pushed this investigation to limits. He did his job. The evidence is there. But if you think the Biden DOJ or the Biden FBI or the Republican House or Senate is going to do anything to bring this stuff to light and justice, you are truly lost. And could you quit using up the oxygen for those of us who are trying to get things done?
Well, for all of the males, all of the male genders out there, if you still identify as a male, if you believe that this system is going to do anything to stop any of this, I sure hope the Lord gave y'all a big dick because he left y'all short on brains.
Right.
Well, what they don't see on this, guys, is that it's like Russell said, the crook ain't going to bring down the crook because it'll bring all of them down. Republican, GOP, all of them. They'll all come down.
You know, it's like
right?
Oh, the Republicans are out there thumping and beating their chest and da da da. Like, and I will promise you, we had control of the House, we had control of the Senate, and we had Trump in office
mm-hmm.
for 2 years. And about the only thing that truly got done, besides some executive orders that Trump signed, that, I mean, don't get me wrong, did a lot for America and stuff like that. But as far as any kind of legislation or support for any kind of investigation, the Republicans didn't want any of it. And the Republicans wanted Trump done as bad as Democrats mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to accept that, ladies and gentlemen, because that mm-hmm. is God's truth right there. And this election's not going to solve anything. You know, I don't know, Virgil, Joseph, I don't know how many times we said this and reiterated it on this show. And, you know, you can't vote out the deep state. They're entrenched bureaucrats who have been there forever ever, and they make up rules and regulations as they go along. None of this is voted on by Congress, signed by the president. Fine examples of that are your ATF, EPA,
IRS.
IRS, thank you. You know, they're more concerned with going after the people who don't agree with their agenda than they are in getting any real work done. Mm-hmm. And like, until we the people stand up and do what's necessary, and I ain't going into detail because I'm sick of preaching this to a bunch of people who don't want to get off their asses and do anything. But until we fix it, it's going to stay broke. And if you think, well, you know, broke, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get considerably worse. I mean, think about it, man. You know, I said on this very show, man, after Biden's inaugurated, hang on. And here in a year and a half, I was putting gas in my Jeep for $1.64 a gallon a year and a half ago. Inflation was minimal. Employment, the economy was booming. It's booming now and then. No, it is not,
right,
man. It's happened twice over my lifetime. And when I can drive down the road, being in the industry that I'm in, and I see brand new strip centers and brand new houses being thrown up, and they're standing there empty, the crash is coming, and it's coming quick, and these poor motherfuckers that bought these overpriced houses and are fixing to get an ass-fucking they will never forget, man.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So upside, they're going to be so upside down in these houses that they'll never
forget. Well, that's like Virgil said many times over. The only way these people will do something is if they get something taken away from them. Right?
Well, yeah, that's what Virgil said all along, and I agree with him on that. But, geez, you know, where is that life? How much more your money, your life, your basic freedoms are they going to let these fuckers take?
Well, they're already taking away a lot of our freedom, you know.
Well, Russell, it's not getting ready for a recession. It's not getting ready for a depression. This is coming to an implosion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to implode on itself, and that's what they want. And, buddy, when that happens. If you think them old newsreels and old films you see from the 1930s, you know, the homeless people today in San Francisco living on the streets and in tents and everything else, well, you're fixing to see that all over America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like we said last week. Guys,
you know,
that's already happening, but it's happening very slow.
And they get conned into letting the government steal more and more from, we need more money for school security. We need this. We need that. Ladies and gentlemen, in case anybody would like to look it up, before 1918, we had streets. We had sewers, storm sewers, water systems, schools, universities, and you know what? Not a single one of them was done by stealing money from other Americans. There were no taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you made is what you took home, what you chose to spend your money on, you spent it on. If you chose to give some money to help this or that or one thing or other, that's what you, there was no tax. There was no federal income tax. And we still had all that stuff and got it all done. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're not wrong. You know, and what people aren't looking at, once again, all this starting up with the shootings and everything, and, you know, Obama was in office, you know, it was this, it was that, Sandy Hook, Florida, the Seaters, this, that, and the other, and everything else.
Las Vegas.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump, okay. Where was that all at when Trump was in office? Where was all of that?
Didn't hear a peep.
There's more behind that than what y'all are seeing, what the media is telling you. It's what they, you know, it's like Sergeant Muldoon and the Green Berets. Well, that's the media for you. You can read volumes with what they don't print in the paper.
Yeah. Well, it's like what you and I talked about earlier, Virgil, you know, that shooter in Texas, there's a lot more to him than what everybody realizes. And I'm pretty sure you talked to Carmelita about that, what she had told me.
Carmelita was getting her afro done. She was at the beauty park.
But, you know, the timing of all this and everything, I mean, you know, this is a political stunt. I feel bad for the kids that were killed. A lot of stuff coming out, you know, about the cops not doing what they were supposed to do, this and that.
Well,
but
here is the strangest thing. All of these law enforcement officers, all of them, oh, man, they 10-foot tall and bulletproof. They got all this sophisticated equipment and everything else, and they'll go up to a drug dealer house or whatever, and that son of a bitch can be armed to the teeth, and they want to kick the door in and this, that, and the other, and go to blazing guns and everything else. What do they do when a shooter is in there murdering kids? Sit outside and drink coffee and eat donuts for an hour and 40 minutes, then go in the goddamn place.
Mm-hmm. Because guess what, Virgil? They fear for their safety, according to the chief. But
yeah.
Also, he was barricaded, so they didn't feel the threat. While the kids were being murdered and calling 911, the damn chief was still, oh, no, we can't go in there. Come on.
I don't understand that. I mean, there is no reasonable explanation for not breaching and going in. And it should have been done immediately. It shouldn't even been any second thoughts about it. We don't need more friggin' money going to the school for security. Fucking qualify what teachers could be qualified concealed carrying. Yes, have them carry concealed because you don't want to fucking excite any of the little fuck trophies running around there. Take care of the way it's always been. And you know what, Virgil? I know you said this. I said this. Joseph said this. You know, you can pass 9,337 laws. And you know what? It won't stop any of this. And it's been proven through history, time and time and time again. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Here.
Amen. Okay, amen.
Well, that's like,
all right.
That's
the
like,
Brady Bill. Let's go back to the Brady Bill, Russell. The Brady Bill. All inspired by a mental malfunction with a .22 caliber revolver that got a lucky shot and popped one in President Reagan's ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, here it comes out, oh, we got to put a moratorium on these assault weapons. The only assault weapons in that incident were the Uzis that the Secret Service were waving around when they tackled the son of a bitch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That had nothing to do with it. Now, Joe Biden's on it. Oh, well, I took on the NRA and I got the ban. No, you didn't get a ban. You had a moratorium on the goddamn things. And what they did, they just took the muzzle flash off the son of a bitch and the bayonet lug. That was it.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's like
and
a reporter was saying, go ahead, Virgil.
It's
go ahead.
Bullshit. Criminals are in the business of breaking the law. You know why? Because if they obey the law, number one, they wouldn't be criminals. And number two, obeying the law cuts into their profit margin significantly. Okay? So they're not going to do it. But I can tell you what, this smells a Beto all the way. Okay? What is this guy, this transvestite, mental malfunction retard? He's living with his grandparents, staying in the room 16, 18 hours a day, got no friends, don't talk to nobody, didn't even attend that school. That school was 88 miles away from his home. Okay, no job. Where did he get $2,500? You want me to answer that question for you? I goddamn guarantee you, I'll bet you dollars against pesos, somebody, either Beto or somebody with Beto's campaign for governor, gave that psychopath the money to go buy two, not one, but two, top-of-the-line Daniel Defense rifles. These are top-shelf, these are top-of-the-market rifles, okay? Some of these rifles go for $3,000, $4,000. So he got the bargain basement deal wherever he got it from.
It's like this reporter is saying, and it shocked me coming from this liberal reporter. I nearly fell off my ass when he said this, but it's like he said to the other reporters when they was doing a report on this earlier. He said, "Do you think any gun control law would have stopped him from buying again with his material?" This, the other reporter said, "More than likely not."
Okay.
Gun control laws.
Okay, let's look at this. There's laws against selling fentanyl. There's laws against selling methamphetamine. There's laws against crack cocaine. There's laws against marijuana. There's laws against selling prescription drugs just out on the street. Okay, this stuff is an epidemic nowadays. It's an epidemic. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about COVID-19 ain't shit. This drug, synthetic drug and all this shit, this is an epidemic on the street, but they have laws on the books to stop it. You know, it's just the same philosophy down in New Orleans when they took the Confederate monuments down. Oh, that's going to solve all the New Orleans problems. New Orleans leads Houston now in shootings. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's saying something. You can pass all the goddamn gun control laws you want. They're going to get them. They're out there. You're not going to take 300 million firearms off the street. You're not going to do it.
Well, you know, Virgil, and, you know, and what I really fail to understand is stuff like that, you know, talking about tearing down the statues and all that, tore all those statues down and even went as far as to take a black man off a box of rice and a black lady off a syrup bottle, and we don't have world peace. I am just fucking shocked.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just flabbergasted about that, but I can tell you this, Russell. You better hang on to your seat.
Right? Lost him. He dropped his call. But he's right. He's right. You know, all this, Doug Russell, spells as a Nazi playbook, don't it?
Yeah, what kind of...
I'm at this truck stop right now, and these guys hit this these CBs with these linears, and they're knocking the phones out.
Oh. But this is all part of the Knox playbook. I mean, if you look at the patterns, look at everything, you know, I've been analyzing this really closely for the last couple of years, and just like you guys said this many times, Hitler did this. Did he not?
Well, the thing is, what I was trying to tell Russell, hang on to your seat, brother, because guess what? Out goes Hot Wheels Abbott, and in gonna come Beto. I'm telling you what this is all behind. This is why they did this in Texas. This is why they did this in Texas. And don't be surprised if it don't happen again in Florida when DeSantis comes up for reelection.
Or in Georgia.
It's not going to stop. And once again, the apparent underlying case of this young fuckstick that shot up the Uvalde school is that if we have anything in America right now, it's a mental illness crisis, because they have programmed these children and indoctrinated them to the point to where they couldn't tell the difference between their ass and a hole in the ground. They couldn't find their ass with both hands in a road map. You know, we have we're going on the second generation of complete fucking morons. And sad that I can't think of a better word to use right now, but I do think it is, correct in any context you want to look at it in.
Well, I mean, Russell,
right?
And not only that, but when you start letting prescription drugs raise your kids, like these antidepressants, Let me tell you something about these antidepressants. These are drugs. These are like mescaline. These are like LSD, orange sunshine, purple microdot. They're hallucinogenic drugs. Mm-hmm. People trip out on these things. I thought, Susan, I didn't know Susan was taking them. She didn't tell me anything, but the doctor prescribed them to her. And let me tell you something, people. My wife went completely off the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean completely off the reservation one night, grabbed a .357 Magnum, cocked it, and told me she was going to kill me. I was sitting in my recliner minding my own fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And just out of the blue. And then she walked in the bedroom and shot a fucking hole in the ceiling.
Damn.
I thought she shot her fucking self. That's when I grabbed my phone, ran outside, and called 911. Mm-hmm. And the cops came and picked her ass up.
Damn.
And that's when I found out she was taking them fucking antidepressants. And I'll tell you what, they were ready to put my ass in jail when I went the next day to that doctor's office. Because I threatened to blow that sumbitch up.
I hope she's not taking that stuff now.
She's not. She's not.
Go ahead, Russell.
There's something called Zoloft.
I have no idea what it was called. It started with a P, I think it was.
Percocet?
No, it's not Percocet. That's a pain pill. If she'd have took that, she'd have just fell out and passed out somewhere. But, it had her, completely fucking deranged, drawed up, fucked up out of her mind. And she still apologizes to me to this day for that. She don't, and I believe it, she don't remember doing none of that.
Well, that's like me and Carmelia was talking about that. If that drug is what it does, is reprograms your mind. And,
well,
I've been thinking back on this, Virgil. They had my son on that same drug.
Russell.
Yeah.
Heard, they have these things in the supermarkets, in the stores, the Walmart, the Targets, Costco, Sam's, wherever you go. They play that music, and that shit has subliminal messages in it for you to buy shit. That's been a proven fact, right?
Right.
It's a proven fact. Okay? What's to say that this other shit that they're putting on TV and the radio and everything else. These kids get on these antidepressant drugs. These subliminal messages are coming through their fucking mind. I mean, back in the day, you know, for example, back in the day, okay, I'm not too proud of it, you know, hey. But I got fucked up on some shit one time and watched Alice in Wonderland. And when you on some shit and you watch Alice in Wonderland, you'll see some shit that you never thought was in that fucking cartoon.
Right.
I mean,
well,
good.
I agree with you on that, Virgil, because I was remembering back. You guys remember my son, you know, what I went through with him. And he kept telling me when they had him on these powerful drugs, antidepressant drugs and everything, he felt like he was being programmed, like he was a robot. And not just hearing him say that, I heard another friend of mine saying the same thing.
Well, it's not only that, but I know Russell remembered this movie. This was a very popular movie when he and I were running around and that crazy shit. The movie Heavy Metal. Remember that movie?
What was it?
Okay, I was Heavy Metal.
That movie, we had done some chocolate mescaline.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably ought to beat that out, Joseph.
Well, it wasn't mescaline I was doing when I was watching. But you remember that airplane scene when the fucking skeletons and all started coming into the cockpit?
Oh, yeah.
Scared the living shit out of me. Scared the living shit out of me. I couldn't sleep for 3 fucking days.
You sure you want to do in Athens?
Oh, whatever. Well, it was a combination of codeine and some other illicit narcotic. But I was watching that, me and a girlfriend of mine was watching that, and when that motherfucker tore that, when that somebody started shooting that fucking .45 through there, I was like, you know, wow, man, yeah, you know. And then that sumbitch started tearing the door. Whoa, motherfucker. I was trying to climb out of the seat of the theater. I swear. That shit will have you tripping out. And now they're putting this shit in prescription form. They're just giving it another name. Mm-hmm. And they're putting it in prescription form, and they give it to these kids. And if you look, every one of these maniacs was on some type of antidepressant.
Exactly. Well, look at the homeless, if you're out and you see the homeless people, and I see this all the time out here, they're talking to themselves or like they're fighting with something that's not even there. I see this every day.
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time, too.
You know?
I see it all the time, too. You know? But it's strange that all of these coincidences, you know, right now it's all circumstantial evidence. I wouldn't take it to court, but it's enough to investigate on. You know, this Aurora, this guy that walked into the movie theater at Aurora, okay? He done painted himself up like a fucking Joker, threw a smoke bomb in there, and then went to blasting, okay? And then when he goes to court, everybody's looking at him like, you know, what flying saucer did this motherfucker get off of?
Right. Well, that's what me and Carmelo was talking about.
Hold on, Joseph. But the topic is, how is the Johnny Depp case doing on TV? That's everybody's obsession now. The Johnny Depp case and the bitch shitting in the bed.
What happened to Ukraine? Nobody talking about that.
Russell, what's going on in the Ukraine? What's going on in the Ukraine now?
I didn't watch any of that. I just couldn't do it. I'm not particularly a fan of Johnny Depp. I have no idea who this chick is. But... as far as I'm concerned, they probably deserve each other.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't hold none of that either, you know. So.
Oh yeah, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for Putin to roll those tanks over the border into Finland. I'm still waiting on that, Vladimir. You know what's the fucking problem? You know you're holding up the fucking show, man. You're holding up the show. You're pissing on the wheels of progress, okay? Finland's joining NATO. They're on your border, okay? Come on, let's get the fucking tanks in there.
Yeah, because you know what?
Or
they promised us the war when this started. By God, we're going to have another war. Sign your sons and daughters up. You're the first one on the block to have your son come home in a box. Boom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to be the first kid on my block to get a confirmed kill.
I'm pretty sure I will.
Russell, did you see them pictures I sent you? Did you see them pictures I sent you?
On Detroit?
On Messenger? Did you see them pictures?
I don't remember. I'd have to look. What were they?
Some little toy my friend found, Jim Tames found in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that.
Ain't she the sweetest fucking thing?
Oh,
ain't she the sweetest fucking thing?
Yep.
And guess what, Russell? I don't know whether you heard or not. Okay? Jim got an order, I mean a massive order, for plates and body rigs. He's going to Arkansas to his place right now. He left yesterday to go and check on the order and everything. This guy here ordered Buku ribs, sent him half the money, $450,000. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that a rich ass, Swedish? Well, It's a Polish billionaire. It's Poland, Sweden, and Finland in it now. They've all got orders in, and this is going to be, he predicts, and it's looking like this is going to be every month until this bullshit ends. So, I mean, they are spending some hell of a money. And Jim sells top of the line shit. I mean, if you want something that's going, you know, diamonds are a girl's best friend, but black diamond body armor, that's your life's best friend. He don't sell junk. It ain't the AR-500 junk. If you buy that, well, I guarantee you, you better get you a good life insurance policy. You buy AR-500.
Mm-hmm.
Go with black diamond. But, I mean, man, these people are going nuts over this shit.
I'm trying to get some lightweight plates in, and I really can't find what I want. And so I've been kind of dancing around with that, but there's it's gun show season, so I'm sure I'll pick up something here in the next few weeks.
Well, I'll find out when he's going to be next to you, and I'll send you to him. I'll send you down there to him.
I believe they were getting ready to have a gun show out here somewhere this week. I'll find out. I believe it's going to be established for State Fair. And so, but they were talking and talked about it. I'll be willing to bet you guys.
But
the gun sales are
going to
go up.
Oh yeah. The price of weapons now are going to go through the roof. They're going to go through the roof. And Beto, he's going to beat the drum, and he's going to have his liberal punk rocker supporters out there with him, because he's going after Abbott, And chances are with the election system, the way it's running now and this, he's got a good chance of getting it. And if he becomes governor of Texas, Russell, y'all might as well just give the son of a bitch back to Mexico.
Hell, we already did it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, give it all the way back to Mexico and build a wall against Louisiana, Oklahoma, and
New Mexico.
You know, go up from there. Because it's gonna be in a work. If you think it's bad now, if Beto gets in anywhere with power, oh, buddy.
I don't think we got enough Californians here for that to happen yet, but another 2-4 years it could very well happen. And I'm not liking to have to say that, but you know, facts are ugly things.
I mean, in Texas,
mm-hmm.
Okay, who knows who Frank Hamer was? Who knows who Frank Hamer was?
He was the guy that fascinated a lot of people down there. And
No. You're way off.
Okay.
Frank Hamer. I'm surprised Russell don't know.
I'm thinking it's not ringing a bell.
Okay, Frank Hamer was a retired Texas Ranger, forced into retirement when they disbanded the Texas Rangers a long time ago back in the day. Well, they had this fucking jackass and his girlfriend was tear-assing around all during the Depression, killing people, shot one gas station attendant for $4 in the face, and broke her bisexual boyfriend out of jail, and the lady governor there, called Ma, she got tired of it and brought Frank Hamer out of retirement. Frank Hamer was the one that went after Bonnie and Clyde.
No body armor,
no tactical vehicle, no nothing. Went after Bonnie and Clyde and caught up with them in Bienville Parish, Louisiana, near the town of Arcadia, and knocked their asses off. Shot the fuck out of them.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one, I forget his name, okay? 1961, Austin. Individual climbs to the top of a 27-story observation tower at the University of Texas. Starts shooting with a bolt-action rifle, killing 13 people, 15 altogether because he stabbed his mother and his wife the night before he did it. An Austin City police officer with a six-shooter, a .38 special, and a school teacher with a hunting rifle climbed the stairs of the 27-story observation tower, and they saw Charles Whitman, and the state trooper shot Charles Whitman, the city policeman shot Charles Whitman 5 times in the chest and killed him. No body armor, no backup, but a school teacher with a hunting rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, you've got an entire Border Patrol SWAT team, special tactical unit, and dozens of police officers standing around a school, and they're scared to go in behind one punk.
Right.
The state of Texas. I hate to say this, but the state of Texas should be ashamed of these police officers. They should run them out of town on a rail. They should tar and feather that police chief. They should tar and feather every goddamn one on that tactical team. They're a bunch of coward son of a bitches. I don't care what you call me or whatever. Support the blue, all of this. That's not cops. That's cowards. That's just a bunch of people wearing badges just so they can pick on people that ain't going to do nothing about it. But when it comes down to doing the gangster shit, oh no, we're not going to do that. We don't get paid enough to do that. Our HMO don't cover that. Bullshit.
Right.
Everybody wants to be an operator, so it's time to do operator shit. Then they
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You see, well, I refer to movies a lot. You see, I refer to movies a lot, Joseph. And for y'all that saw The Last Samurai, okay,
oh, yeah,
y'all that saw The Last Samurai, that son of a bitch that was trying to kill the other guy, and he got an army together and whatever, and when it came down to it, the emperor told him, he grabbed that sword, and he told him, he said, well, if I've dishonored you here, I offer you this sword. Regain your honor. And what happened? The son of a bitch backed down from it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cowered to the bitter end. And every one of those police officers that refused to go in there, they're cowards. They were cowards.
And those kids could have been saved, too.
Well, it's a complete line. It's a complete line. I can tell you what it is. It's dereliction of duty, for one thing, and cowardice in the face of the enemy. Russell, will you please explain to them, will you please explain to the audience out there what you would get in the Marine Corps if you get charged with that?
Generally hung.
Yep. Generally hung.
Yep.
I mean, that
they would have about 47 different charges, but believe it, abandoning your post, cowardice, that sort of thing. I don't know. You might get away with life and Leavenworth or something.
Right.
Well, here's my understanding from what I was just reading now, and I've heard this all day today, is that the Texas police has decided not to cooperate with the investigation all of a sudden.
You know why? Because it's going to be a lawsuit fucking city. They're going to be criminally prosecuted for this.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Okay, you're going to criminally prosecute a police officer for not jumping on another police officer for kneeling on a guy's neck. Okay, you're going to prosecute him for that, but if they refuse to prosecute these for not going in there and trying to stop this maniac, this psychopath, from killing children, unarmed women and children, I mean, hey, guess what? We sent a guy to prison for life from a place called My Lai, Vietnam, the My Lai Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Famous all over the world. But these cowards here, these guys don't even deserve, if they're dying of thirst, don't even deserve to sweat off a dead man's balls. In my opinion, none of them.
In my opinion, this smells like Beto. Beto all over.
I guarantee you. Beto had something to do with getting that son of a bitch the money, the bottom line. I guarantee.
Well, me and Carly said that same thing yesterday when she called me. And I tell you, you know, the stuff that she has, the information she has on this guy, when you get a chance, talk to her, Virgil.
I
should have her come on the show.
It's just too much of a coincidence. Beto shows up, bam, bam, right there.
And David Hogg is
when they're having a news conference. Bam, and now David Hogg's coming out, crawling up from under his rock. Bam, all of this. And right when Biden signs the total World Health Organization security mandate and turns it over to them.
That didn't go through,
pandemics,
by the way.
Okay.
That didn't That didn't pass, by the way. I checked up on that. They didn't have, there was not enough. There's not enough pitches drawn, so they couldn't do it.
Okay. But anyway, he's wanting to give total control and enforcement over pandemic security to the UN. All of a sudden, here we go, World Health Organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hey, guys,
and then,
I've got a blast off. I got an early day, so I'm out of here.
Okay.
All right, brother. We'll catch you Thursday.
Later.
All righty.
Okay.
Just that time.
What I was going to say is right when this takes place, all of this gun control takes place. They want to ban. They want to take everybody's guns. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What does that tell you, America? What does that tell you, America? Okay, you're going to give the World Health Organization an army with guns, and they're going to put them over you after they disarm you. Okay, what does that tell you, people?
And if I remember correctly, Virgil, about 2 years ago, you, me, Russell said this, that once the WHO gains this power, they will decide who lives and who dies. And if I remember, they were talking about killing off the elderly. Do you remember that?
Well, it was talk about this. It was talk about that. Well, now all their talk is coming to reality. And people are still saying, oh, well, I'm going to vote for another congressman or senator, and they're going to put a stop to all of this.
No.
Forget it. Forget it.
It ain't gonna happen.
You're not gonna let Jethro from Bug Tussle feed and seed to Congress, and he's gonna take on the deep state and the establishment. No way.
Right.
Nah.
And I still, honestly, Virgil, I still don't see an election happening. I mean, I see it, but not in the way everybody thinks it's gonna happen.
Well. I'm telling you this, the way these gas prices are climbing and climbing and climbing, ain't nobody going to have enough gas in their car to drive to the poll and vote.
Exactly.
Because if you think you're getting shortages of baby formula now, let these diesel prices keep on climbing. Let these diesel prices keep on climbing and putting truckers out of business, you know, these freight haulers, I haul tankers, but these freight haulers, and you're going to see a problem. You're going to see a serious problem.
You're definitely going to see empty shelves, you know. But I don't know.
Well, Joseph,
we're not going to.
I'm gonna get out of here too. I'm gonna get me about maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and I gotta trip my log and everything because I left late. I didn't catch the paperwork, and this load was supposed to deliver today, so I gotta get all ass and get it up there tomorrow. So I'm gonna have to do some tricky dicking on this log.
Well, you be careful up there and everything, and we'll be back on Thursday night and everything. I also want to congratulate Jonathan. He called me earlier, Jonathan Townsend, our friend. He's getting ready to start his own radio show here pretty soon, and he's going to let us be his first guest. So, but I'm going to help him get it all set up. But y'all, be careful out there. The fish will survive.
All righty.
All right.
Good night, Chester. Wherever you are.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.